on its way, and it's through. And we're tied again, this time at 27. 3:20 to go in the third. Hawkins gives it up to Lake. Lake between the rings over to McAuliffe. Lake comes to set a screen for Aiden. McAuliffe dribbles toward the top of the circle. McAuliffe maintains his dribble, leaves it outside for Lake. Lake drives on Dykstra, stopped at the free throw line. Back to McAuliffe. And McAuliffe tries to hand off, but Hawkins can't do it. Here's McAuliffe driving underneath, loses the basketball, but Lake retrieves it, and the Dutch will reset. Hawkins at the top of the circle, over to Johns. Tyler is open for three, missed it. You know, Johns is a pretty good three-point shooter, had an open look, could not get it to drop. Steginga with the rebound. Steginga drives on Ramos. He's cut off by Trent. Back outside, Max Weirda. Weirda has a shirt full of Hawkins all over him. Here's Weirda, shakes loose, puts up a 12-footer, no good. Johns has the rebound for the Dutch. He'll hand it off to Hawkins. Here come the Dutch. Hawkins into the front court to Ramos, back to Dante. Hawkins drives on the left side. Hawkins drives on Walters to the basket, puts it up, no good, and Walters fouled him. So Hawkins will get to the free throw line to shoot two. All deuces on the clock, Ron Weatherby, in the third. 27-27, that foul on Walters is second. Five team fouls on Holland Christian, three on the Dutch. Hawkins' first free throw, good. Vanderslice and Hill will come back in for Holland Christian, and Elroy Payne will step in for the Dutch. So Hawkins with his first point of the second half, his sixth in the contest. He came in averaging about 20. Hawkins fires, got it. And the Dutch regain a two-point lead, 29-27. Walters gets it ahead to Steginga as they beat the press. Here's Steginga in the corner to Dykstra. Jarrett is open for three. Yes! And he can't leave Jarrett Dykstra open in the corner. He will nail that three, and he just did. And the net got hung up on the rim there, so they had to stop play momentarily. But Dykstra's first basket of the ball game. It's a three, and the Maroons lead it 30-29. Walters will check out for Holland Christian. Nick Hill back in. 2:05 to go in the third. Hawkins with it for Holland. Hawkins gets a screen from Payne. Hawkins will put up a 15-footer left side, left it short. Rebound batted around. Steginga controls it. Steginga into the front court with it, picked up by Elroy Payne. Now over to Max Weirda, right side. Weirda puts it on the floor against Demetrius Lake. Lake all over Weirda, down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice had the ball knocked away by Tyler Johns. It's loose, and Dykstra retrieves it. Dykstra dishes off underneath the Steginga for a two-handed slam! What a feed from Dykstra and the delivery by Steginga! 16 for Kyle. 32-29, Holland Christian. Hawkins over to Lake, right side, and Demetrius will come out toward the big red H, and the Holland Christian fans make noise right now. Payne to McAuliffe. Aiden for a deep three, in and out, no good. Rebound Vanderslice. Maroons with the ball up by three, 1:05 to play in the third. Weirda with it, right side, down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice working on Johns. Hawkins tries to knock it away from behind. Vanderslice kicks it back out to Weirda. Weirda drives toward the baseline over to Vanderslice. Vanderslice to Hill at the top of the circle. Bounce pass down low to Steginga. Steginga matched up on Payne. This should be a matchup in favoring Steginga. Weirda out of the corner for a three. And Tyler Johns, it looks like he may have hurt his ankle. The Dutch got the rebound, but Tyler Johns is down. And now he gets on his feet, and he is limping as he comes off court. Seconds to go in the third. Trent Ramos back in for the Dutch, replacing Johns. Steginga will check out for Holland Christian, as does Dykstra. Inbounds comes to Dante Hawkins. 40 seconds to go in the third. The Dutch have it. They're down three. Payne between the circles over to Lake. Lake to Hawkins. Dante drives to the basket, left side, puts it up, too strong, tip no good by Ramos. Trent gets the rebound, though. Back outside, McAuliffe. They reverse it around. Lake for three, no good off the back.
And the rebound comes right back to Lake. Lake drives in the hole, puts it up, he missed it.
And we get a whistle, and we're going to get a Holland foul. And now Max Weirda comes up limping for Holland Christian. So first Tyler John shaking up, and now Max Weirda. Looks like he injured his right ankle. Jared Dykstra is going to come in. Payne picks up his second foul for the Dutch. Nordheis back in for Holland. 17 seconds to play in the third. The Maroons could play for one shot here. Inbounds comes to Nick Hill. Nick doubled him in the backcourt. Gets rid of it to Walters. Walters back to Hill, and Hill works it across the timeline. Down to 10 seconds. Hill bounced past to Dykgraff. Dykgraff over to Vanderslice. Vanderslice missed the layup. Put back by Sam is no good, but he's fouled. Now, right now, the Dutch don't have anybody to contend with Vanderslice's size with Bartholomew on the bench. Trent Ramos just picked up his fourth for the Dutch. And Bartholomew will come in for him. Vanderslice makes the first. That's just Sam's third point of the night. 4.6 seconds to go in the third. And Vanderslice can give Holland Christian its biggest lead of the night with his free throw, and he missed it off the back. Rebound batted around. Dykgraff tries to save it, saves it right in the hands of Payne, and the Dutch are not going to get a shot off. Well, Holland Christian outscores Holland High in the third, 16-9, and they lead it 33-29 heading into the final 8 minutes of action here at the Dutch Dome. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Well, Holland High scores on the first possession of the fourth quarter as Elroy Payne scored on a drive to make it 33-31, but the Maroons get a foul. And Kyle Steginger will shoot two for the Maroons. 7:05 left. Holland Christian with a two-point lead. Steginger is the high scorer in the contest. He drops in the first. He has 17 in the contest. No other Maroon has more than four. McAuliffe has 12. Hawkins has 7 for the Dutch. Second free throw for Steginger. No good. And Elroy Payne gets the rebound. 34-31, Holland Christian. Demetrius Lake into the front court. Just past half court. They come to set a double screen for Lake. Lake dribbling left to right around the perimeter as they try to get into their set. Now Hawkins has it at the top. Dante has been shrouded tonight by Nathan Walters. We get a whistle as Hawkins tries to penetrate. That's Walters' third foul. Each team with six team fouls, so the next foul on either team will be a bonus situation. Inbounds pass comes to Hawkins. Hawkins missed it underneath, and the rebound to Steginger. It was kind of crowded underneath there, and Hawkins not able to get the shot to go. Here's Steginger spinning on Payne. Shot blocked by Bartholomew, but we're going to get a foul called on Kyle. And the Holland fans don't like it. Bartholomew blocked the shot, but he came down a little bit on Steginger's wrist. Steginger will shoot two. First one for Kyle, short. We have not had a timeout taken in this ball game at all. Each team with five timeouts left. Kind of unusual to go this deep in the ball game without a timeout. Steginger missed them both. Dykgraff with the offensive board. Payne in inside position, but Dykgraff had the size. Got the rebound and the putback. 36-31 Holland Christian. That's the Maroons' biggest lead. 6:18 left. Lake has it left side. Tries to penetrate. Puts up an 8-footer in the lane. No good. Rebound batted outside, and Lake gets it back. Here's McAuliffe. McAuliffe at the free throw line. Over to Lake. Now back to Dante Hawkins as the Dutch set up the offense. Hawkins one-on-one with Walters. Crossover dribble down the lane. Scoop shot underneath. No good. Rebound battle for him. It's Walters. He's got Steginger. Steginger drives it all, and he's got a layup. And and the Maroons open up a 7-point lead, and Paul Chapman wants time. 5:43 left. It is 38-31. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Check out their dinner specials. Four dinner specials at $7.99 after 4 p.m. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. The Dutch have the basketball, but they are down by 7. Their largest deficit of the night, 38-31. Hawkins with it in the front court. Gets a screen from Nordheis. Hawkins drives toward the basket on the left side. Cut off underneath. To Bartholomew, now to Aiden McAuliffe. McAuliffe at the top of the circle. Maroons have played great defense tonight, and that's a big reason why they have the lead right now. Here's Lake spinning right side, drives it all, puts it up, off the window, it's good! Lake was bumped going toward the basket and put it in from 8 feet away off the window. The Dutch press in the backcourt, 38-33, Holland Christian, 5:08 to play. Hill over to Max Weirda, who just checked in the ball game for Coach Jason Mior. Weirda over to Walters. They swing it around to Hill, left side. In the corner, Dykegraff for a three. In and out, no good. Weak side rebound by Aiden McAuliffe. Here come the Dutch. McAuliffe into the front court. Outside to Hawkins. Hawkins drives on Walters. Puts up a 15 footer. Yes! Dante Hawkins getting it going. He's got 9. And the Dutch pull within 3. 38-35. Double team in the backcourt is Steginga. He has to get rid of it to Weirda. Ahead to Walters. Walters spinning against Nordheis. Back outside to Steginga. Now to Hill in the corner to Dykegraff. Dykegraff works on Bartholomew. 8-foot hook shot. No good. And the rebound to Lake. Here come the Dutch. Here's Lake. On the run. To the hole. Puts it up. No good. But he's fouled. Demetrius Lake is a ninth grader. At least that's what it says on the program. But, boy, he is showing absolutely no fear as he drives to the basket. Lake will shoot 2. The foul's on Hill. That's Nick's first. First free throw good for Lake. Lake has 9. Ramos and Mason Rosano in for the Dutch. So it was 38-31 a moment ago, and Lake with this free throw can make it 38-37. He missed it. Rebound Steginga. So it's a 2-point Holland Christian lead, 4:15 left. In the front court, over to Hill. Hill for a 3, no good, and Ramos has the weak side rebound. Here comes Holland. Lake into the front court. Lake dishes off right side Rosado. Rosado fakes the 3 outside to Lake. Lake drives on Hill back outside Rosado. Ramos has it now over to Hawkins. Dante puts a move around Steginga, puts it up and in! Dante Hawkins evens it up at 38. And now Jason Mior wants time. The Dutch have come back with 7 straight. And we're tied at 38 with 3:44 to play in regulation. Let's take a 60. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. We're tied at 38. Nathan Walters with it in the backcourt for Holland Christian, working into the front court against Nordheis. Gets rid of it to Nick Hill. Holland on a 7-0 run, and they've evened things up at 38 here at the Dome. Here's Hill, bounce pass right side to Nathan Walters. Nordheis is on him. They want Steginga. Can't get it to him. Now Dykstra at the top. He'll try a 3. It's no good. Ramos with the rebound for the Dutch. Holland can retake the lead here. Here's Lake into the front court. Lake cut off at the right side and will come back out toward half court where he hands it off to Dante Hawkins. Hawkins has scored a couple of baskets during this 7-point Dutch run. He's got the ball just past half court. Walters inching up a little closer on him. Hawkins tries to put a move on. Now we'll have to leave it outside for Lake. Lake on the dribble now. Under 3 minutes left in regulation. Walters is trying to deny Dante Hawkins the basketball whenever possible. And for the most part tonight, he's been very successful at it. Lake maintains his dribble. Hill does not come out to challenge him. Now he does. Hill, or rather Lake, and we're going to get a Paul Chapman timeout. This is going to be another 60, 2:31 to go, 38-38 is the score. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. 2:31 to play in regulation here at the Dutch Dome. We are tied at 38. Holland on a 7-0 run. They've got the basketball right now. Inbounds pass comes to Demetrius Lake, the freshman. Lake will work into the front court. Over to Dante Hawkins. Hawkins splits two defenders, loses the basketball, gets it back though. Walters nearly took it away from Dante. Hawkins on the dribble near half court. Hawkins drives around Walters, and he'll drive back outside. Now Lake with it now. As the Dutch play keep away, Lake doubled back outside to Hawkins. Down to 2 minutes play. We might see the Dutch try and wilk some clock here. Lake has it now. Lake doubled, gets rid of it to Hawkins. Hawkins is standing just past half court on the right side. McAuliffe is also available to pass off to, and McAuliffe gets the pass. They do the dribble, and now McAuliffe double, gets rid of it to Hawkins. Hawkins, weaving his way through traffic, leaves it for McAuliffe. McAuliffe back to Hawkins. Little three-man game between McAuliffe, Hawkins, and Lake right now for the Dutch, down to a minute and a half to play. We might see the Dutch play for 1 year. They've had the ball for a minute and a half and have not taken a shot. Now Lake puts a move on Hill. Kicks it out left side. McAuliffe for a three in the lead. No good. Hill with the rebound for Holland Christian, and we get a foul. And that might be on Trent Ramos, and if so, I think he's done for the night. And now Paul Chapman, not happy on the Holland sideline. Ramos does pick up his fifth foul. He will exit with 2 points with 1:17 to play. Justin Dykegraff will go to the line for a 1-1. So Holland worked close to 2 minutes off the clock there. They got the shot they wanted with McCullough, but he just could not hit. There was a foul on the rebound. Kyle Bartholomew will come in, and we're going to get a 30-second timeout. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Don't forget to check out their dinner specials. Four specials for $7.99 after 4 p.m. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. 1:17 to play in regulation here at the Dutch Dome. Justin Dykegraff will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 with the score tied at 38-38. 18 fouls on Holland right now, 7 on Holland Christian, so both teams in the bonus, each team with 3 timeouts left. The possession arrow favors Holland Christian. Justin Dykegraff, who has 6 points tonight at the free throw line, trying to shoot the Maroons back into the lead. Free throw on the way. Got it. Dykegraff, the 6'5 senior. One more for him. Free throw on the way. No good. Bartholomew has the rebound. 39-38, Holland Christian, 1:10 to play. Hawkins with it front court for the Dutch. Hawkins being shrouded by Nathan Walters. Hawkins with a crossover dribble, drives the lane, to the hole, contact, and we're going to get a charging foul on Hawkins. It was Dykegraff that took the charge in the lane, and the Dutch fans are not happy. That's 3 fouls on Hawkins. Mason Rosado will come in for Aiden McAuliffe. And also in Eric Brooks, a 6'2 junior, he's playing his first action. My guess is he's in to probably commit a foul here. Inbounds pass comes to Hill. Dutch press in the backcourt. Hill, he's got Lake all over him. Hill in the backcourt, trying to work his way across, does so against Lake. The Dutch now send a double after Hill. Now over to Dykstra. Dykstra back outside to Nathan Walters. 45 seconds left. Maroons by one. Walters with it. Over to Dykegraff. Dykegraff right side. Now to Walters. Walters gets it over to Hill. Down to 35. And we're going to get a reach-in call. I think this is either on Lake or Rosado. It's going to be on Mason Rosado. That is the 10th team foul on the Dutch. So that charging foul against Hawkins was big in the respect. That made it 19 fouls, and then the Dutch had to foul, which makes it a two-shot situation for Nick Hill. Nick Hill with a single point in the ballgame. He's 1 of 2 from the line. Free throw on the way by Hill is no good. And Hill's not happy with himself. McAuliffe and Bartholomew and Johns will come in for the Dutch as they get their shooters out there. So Dykegraff with one free throw with 1:17 left, put him ahead, and now with 35 seconds left, Hill with one more free throw to try to make it a two-point ball game. Hill missed them both. Bartholomew with the rebound. So the Dutch could play for the win here with 30 seconds left. Lake has it. Remember what he did last Saturday. Lake over to Hawkins. Hawkins between the circles. Down to 20. Hawkins drives left side. Pull-up jumper from 10. No good. Rebound Steginga. And we're going to get a Howland foul. Now Hawkins left his shot short. Steginga got the rebound and he was fouled. So with 15.7 seconds left, it'll be Kyle Steginga back at the free throw line. Kyle with 19 points, but he has missed quite a few free throws tonight. A two-shot opportunity. Steginga's first. Short! He barely grazed the rim with that free throw. So one more for Steginga. The fans make noise. Here's Steginga second. He got that one. That's 20 for Kyle. 40-38, 12 seconds left. Hawkins into the front court. Hawkins drives left side. Drives the basket. Puts him a running 10-footer. No good. Steginga with the rebound. The ball's loose and we're going to get a foul called. I think this will be on Tyler Johns. And the Holland Christian fans start to celebrate with 4.7 seconds left. And Dante Hawkins tried to take things into his own hands. He forced a shot there. And we're going to get a timeout here. We'll keep it right here. 4.7 seconds left. Holland Christian 40, Holland High 38, as the Maroons try to repay the Dutch for what from last Saturday with a road win of their own. Over at Hamilton, it's Zeeland West all over the Hawkeyes, 42-19 at the half. The Dutch shot over 70% from the field in the first half. In the girls' contest before that, it was Hamilton over Zeeland West, 51-42, as Ashley Overbeek had 16 for the Hawkeyes. So if the Maroons hang on here, that would leave both Holland and Holland. That would actually, you would have three teams with two losses each now, with the Dutch, the Maroons, and Zeeland West. And next Tuesday, the Dutch have to go over to the home of the Ducks, and we'll have that game for you on WHTC and WHTC.com beginning at 6:40. So Kyle Steginga with a couple of big free throws here with 4.7 seconds left. If he hits them both, that should seal the deal for the Maroons. If he makes one, the Dutch could still tie with a three. And the Dutch have all their shooters out there. They've got Hawkins, they've got Lake, they've got McAuliffe and Johns. Kyle Steginga at 32 on Tuesday against Covenant Christian. He has 20 tonight. First free throw for Kyle on the way. The front, the back, and the bottom. He used all of the rim that time. And we're going to get another timeout here. And this is going to be a 30. 41-38, Holland Christian, 4.7 seconds left. Don't forget Hope College basketball tomorrow. And we'll have both games for you on 92.7 The Van. Start with the women's contest at 2:40 as the Flying Dutch will try to clinch an outright MIAA title against Trine. And then later on Saturday night, the Dutchman will take on Alma Our broadcast coverage begins at 7:10 here on 92.7 The Van. Steginga with one more free throw. He has 21 points in the contest. The next highest scorer for the Maroons is Justin Dykegraff with 7. And it was Dykegraff's free throw that put the Maroons ahead with 1:17 to play. Steginga eyes the rim, fires. Missed it. Rebound Lake. The Dutch still have a chance with a three. Here comes Lake. Down to 2 seconds. 1 second. Lake will try a three. It's short. And Holland Christian. Holland Christian is victorious. Well, last Saturday, Demetrius Lake hit a three to win it. This time he came up short. And Holland Christian gets a victory over Holland High. The final, the Maroons 41, the Dutch 38. And we're now back even again. And now it's a three-way tie for first place in the OK Green. What a ball game this was. And at the end, the Maroons had just enough free throws to pull it out, and the Maroon platoon celebrate with the Holland Christian players. We're going to send it back to the studio for a 2-minute timeout, and we'll have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Back here at the Holland High Dutch Dome, Greg Chandler with you, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show here on WHTC and WHTC.com. And, well, we had a dandy last Saturday at the Civic Center as Holland pulled it out 56-53, and tonight, well, it was just as good. It was a epic defensive struggle. The points very hard to come by, but in the end, Holland Christian got some free throws in the final 77 seconds to pull out a 41-38 win over the Dutch. And that pulls Holland Christian back even now in the OK Green with the Dutch. And Zealand West is now in the mix as well. The Ducks in command against Hamilton. So we will have three teams tonight with two losses each in conference play. And what a contest. It was 8-7 Holland Christian after one quarter. The Dutch took a 20-17 lead on an Aiden McCullough three right before halftime. Holland led it 29-27 in the third, and then the Maroons went on an 11-2 run, and led by Kyle Steginga as they opened up a 38-31 lead with about 5 minutes to play. But then the Dutch stormed back with seven straight of their own and tied it up on a Dante Hawkins basket at 38 with 3:44 left. But that, as it turned out, that would be the last point of the night for the Dutch. And Holland Christian able to get to the free throw line, and they struggled at the line most of the night. They took the lead at 39-38 with 1:17 left on a free throw by Justin Dykegraff. Nick Hill had an opportunity a few seconds later, missed two free throws. Then with 15 seconds left, Kyle Steginga made one of two. And Dante Hawkins tried to tie things up, but missed a shot. Steginga was fouled again with 4.7 seconds left. He made one of two, so that left the door open for the Dutch to potentially tie with a three. But then Demetrius Lake, the freshman who hit that clutch shot last Saturday, tried another three, and this time he came up short as the Maroons prevailed 41-38. And we're going to send it back to the studio for one final break, and we'll come back to wrap up our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. We'll go over the scoring in the contest, update you on some other scores as well. You are listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.
Any time of year, Taylor Rental always makes it easy to find a gift for someone you love or even for yourself that'll get you ready for any season. Taylor Rental has teamed up with Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment with timely incentives for giving and receiving. When you purchase selected Husqvarna chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, trimmers, and other equipment, you can reward yourself for finding a great gift at Taylor Rental because Husqvarna has some special incentives right now. Visit your local Husqvarna dealer for details. And don't let the snow get you down. Taylor Rental has Husqvarna single and dual stage snow throwers that are ready to rip into winter's worst. Husqvarna chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, and snow throwers have been trusted for generations. Go to TaylorRental.com or stop in. They're on Waverly Road between Chicago Drive and 8th Street. Husqvarna and Taylor Rental. Let them do the work, and you can take the credit.
Welcome back to the Dutch Dome. Greg Chandler with you here on the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. Holland Christian 41, Holland High 38, the final tonight. And what a game that was. Also a great fundraiser tonight. This may have been one of the largest crowds they have ever had here at the Dutch Dome. It was overflowing tonight. And, of course, all the proceeds from tonight's game, as well as some of the other activities they were doing, going to benefit several local charities. They called it the Keeping the Love Local campaign. It was put on by the student councils at Holland High and Holland Christian, a really terrific promotion. Proceeds going to support Community Action House, Heights of Hope, Hand to Hand, and Escape Ministries. Take a look at scoring in tonight's contest for the Holland Dutch. They were led by Aiden McAuliffe, their 6'3 senior guard who had a dozen points. Dante Hawkins, who came in averaging over 20 a ball game, was limited to 11 points tonight. And a big reason for that was the defense that Nathan Walters, the Holland Christian guard, played on him. Whenever the Dutch had somebody else had the basketball, Walters did his best to deny Hawkins the basketball. And even when Hawkins had the ball, Walters was in his face most of the night, and Dante was very seldom able to shake him and get a clean shot away. And well, kudos to Nathan Walters for the defense in the ball game. Hawkins did have a couple of baskets during that 7-point run the Dutch had in the fourth quarter, including the basket that tied things up at 38. That set the stage for Holland Christian getting those winning free throws. Demetrius Lake had 9 points tonight, the freshman. Trent Ramos, who fouled out of the ball game with 1:17 left, had one basket for 2 points. Tyler Johns had one basket for 2 points. Elroy Payne had one basket for 2 points. And that is it as far as the Holland scoring is concerned. For Holland Christian, Kyle Steginga, now who else would you expect, led the way for the Maroons as he had 21 points tonight. And Steginga hit a couple of free throws there in the last 15 seconds to give the Maroons a little bit of a cushion as they were able to hang on for the victory. Justin Dykgraff had 7 points, including the go-ahead free throw with 1:17 left. Sam Vanderslice, who had 16 last Saturday against the Dutch, struggled tonight. He ended up with 3 points. He ran into some foul trouble in the contest. Nathan Walters had 3 points, all on free throws, but more importantly, his defensive presence, I think, was one of the keys to this Holland Christian victory. Max Weirda had a 3-point basket for his only 3 points of the game. Jarek Dykstra, who normally averages about 9 or 10 a ball game, had just one basket, and that was a three as well. Nick Hill had a free throw for a single point. And that is it for the Maroons, but it was enough tonight for Holland Christian as they were able to get the victory. Our next high school broadcast will be Tuesday night, and it's going to be another battle for the top spot in the OK Green. We head over to Zeeland West, and the Ducks are definitely in the thick of the race now. Thanks to that Holland Christian win over Holland tonight. The Ducks, after three, leading Hamilton 62-38, as the Ducks have been shooting the lights out tonight. As I said a little bit ago, they were shooting over 70% from the field in the first half, 17 of 23, and they hit 5 of 7 from three-point range. We'll have that game between Holland and Zeeland West Tuesday night from the home of the Ducks, beginning at 6:40 on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. A couple of girls' finals earlier tonight here at the Dome. It was Holland Christian all over Holland, 55-31. The Maroons led it 35-10 at the half and were in cruise control the rest of the way. Also, Hamilton victorious over Zeeland West, 51-42. Hawkeyes had a 21-point third quarter. That turned out to be the difference in that contest. Ashley Overbeek had 16 for the Hawkeyes of Hamilton as they won that contest. Well, the complete wrap-up of all of tonight's scores here on WHTC News tomorrow morning, and, yeah, you'll be hearing me tomorrow morning on the news in place of Gary Stevens. And you can also look up all of tonight's scores online on our website at WHTC.com. As always, we have a lot of folks to thank for our high school basketball broadcast. Many thanks to Ben Farkas, Mike Clark, and all the folks here at Holland High School. Also, many thanks back to the unsinkable Holly Rose back at the studio for turning the dials tonight, making sure we stayed on the air. And as always, we thank our advertisers for their support of local high school athletics here in the Holland area. Don't forget Hope College basketball tomorrow, and we will have both men's and women's action for you here on WHTC, or rather 92.7 The Van, rather. The action will start with the women's contest in the afternoon at 2:40 as the Flying Dutch take on the Trine University Thunder, and a Hope win tomorrow gives them an outright MIAA championship. They've already clinched the top seed for the MIAA tournament. They've got a two-game lead over Olivet with two games remaining, and a win tomorrow would give them the outright championship. Also, we got Flying Dutchman basketball tomorrow night as the Flying Dutchman of Matt Neal welcome Sam Hargraves and the Alma Scots to DeVos Fieldhouse. Our broadcast coverage begins at 7:10 with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van. That's going to do it here from the Dutch Dome. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Holland Christian Maroons 41, the Holland High Dutch 38.